Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today, alright, this is going to be a fun one. I know this video is going to get people talking, it's going to piss some people off, and some people are going to absolutely love it. Hey, either way, whatever, I'm going to enjoy doing this. It's a great topic, and the topic is the best way to use Trenbolone is to not use it at all. And like I said, that's going to be extremely unpopular to some. I'm just going to explain to you my stance on it, and we'll just kind of have some fun with it, and we can have fun in the comments and kind of go from there. Now, today's video is sponsored by the Anabolic Doc app. The Anabolic Doc app features world-renowned certified internal medicine Dr. Thomas O'Connor, the Anabolic Doc. The app provides personalized medical information for men, so I'm going to go over a few of the key features for you. One, you get a digital history and physical exam where you can learn digitally about all the medical uses you need to understand. You're also going to get live weekly Zoom meetings where you're going to have the opportunity to not only ask your questions to the Anabolic Doc live, but you're also going to listen with other members and you're going to get a lot of other information that's going to be extremely helpful to you as well. Also, you can get discounted commercial lab panels without a doctor's prescription, but this is only available through the app. And there's also an entire section of weekly member-only uncensored videos. You can't find them anywhere. They won't allow them to post them anywhere, but they're directly there for you on the app. Then you've got the Anabolic Doc's mailbag where you can submit any questions you have for the Anabolic Doc if you can't attend the Zoom meetings. And you're also going to have a full diagnostic video library. You can get all of this for $19.99 a month. So go check out anabolicdocapp.com. Use the coupon code Jamelli50. Make sure to use all capital letters and you're going to get 50% off the first month. So 10 bucks for the first month. anabolicdocapp.com. All right, so let us talk about Trenbolone and how the best way to use it is to just simply not use it at all. All right, like I said, we're going to have fun with this. I'm just going to tell you my stance on it. I have been coaching steroids since 2012, and I've seen and been around it all. And I've actually studied them far longer than I started coaching them. All right. But the experience that I have with Tren is hands-on. It's talking and discussing to so many thousands upon thousands of people over all these years that have used it, people that I've coached that are using it. Evidence of things that I've read, doctors that I've spoken with. I never claim to know everything, and there's definitely things that I don't know, but I will tell you when I'm extremely experienced and have spent a lot of time on this. I don't make this video as a joke. I don't make this video in haste. I make this video to attempt to fill you in on what goes along with Trenbolone use, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then kind of weighing the risk versus reward. And my judgment on the best way to not use Tren or to use Tren is to not use it at all is simply looking at the risk versus reward. The reward is huge. So you're looking at this large upside, and so you're thinking in your head, well, shit, the obvious is I want to use this. This does it all. It's the king of kings. Then there's the other side to it, because generally speaking, there's always two sides to every story. And you have to listen, read, and analyze and understand both sides. And the dark side of this is the side effect side, aka the risk. And when I look at the risk versus the reward, as great as the reward is, and it's great, but you could say that about a lot of things, the risk is far too high. So just because the reward is high, the risk could also be higher. And in this case, it is. And I'm going to tell you why. Look, I've gone over several videos. There's a library of Tren videos. So if you want me to get into all the benefits up and down, go watch that video. Because I can go on for a long time about that. But I want to talk to you about the side effect side of this so that you can understand that. We know the great things that it does. Just real quickly, it's the ultimate nutrient partitioner, lean muscle gains like you can't believe. It can really drastically increase your libido for some. Some people will suffer the alternate, but if it hits you good, it's crazy good. All right. The way that you can manipulate your diet and get away with not really eating the best and have the results that you have because it adds slabs of lean muscle, but you're still cutting fat in the process, It's an amazing compound, and it does almost anything that you could want it to do. The problem is the side effects, and they go on and on and on. I'm going to cover physical first, but then we got a whole nother mental aspect to go talk about as well, which to me is just as bad, if not worse. And it can be worse, but the health side's bad too. I've seen people that have longer term heart damage from using it too much. Onset, you're going to have insomnia, and it can be brutally bad for some. You can have terrible night sweats, and I mean really badly, and it can go on and on and on. And if you're using a longer ester, any of the side effects can linger. So those two things right there off the top can affect your sleep, which is going to affect your well-being. It's going to affect your health, your gains. That's just two little things. All right, we've got the prolactin issue, and that's when I was talking about the libido. Well, it could really do a number on you if you have a prolactin problem, and you start to dose it too high, or your test ratios are off. You can also have a problem with libido, and it can crush it, and I mean crush it. It can have a negative effect on your cholesterol, all of your cardiovascular. I spoke about the heart at the beginning, but your cardio is going to go down the drain, so keep that in mind. These are all things that you need to worry about. And the toxicity that you still get, even though it's not an oral, there's still cholesterol problems. I've seen a lot of liver panels messed up. It can cause a false estrogenic reading, which can then confuse some and make them treat an estrogen problem they don't have and accidentally crush the estrogen. The estrogen prolactin levels can become off. And we still haven't got to the mental aspect of this. So for people that are highly aggressive, I've seen people literally go to jail from trenbolone use, become abusive, do absolutely crazy off-the-wall things, be suicidal because of the mental effects that it can have on you. I know that one of the worst experiences I ever had was getting greedy with tren, and the toll that it took on me mentally, from sitting there to feeling so great to literally some days sitting on the couch and starting to cry and thinking I'm the worst person in the world, down on everything that I do, and I have full control like of mental things like that. So imagine the people that don't. That's what scared me, is because I've never had anything do that to me before. It wasn't that I was getting ultra aggressive on it. It was that I was all over the place, just feeling emotions that I don't ever want to feel again. And it's if it's hitting somebody like that, and I've seen it do a number on so many people. People have screwed up relationships over using it. I mean, I've seen and heard it all. People doing crimes because of it. Just it can do a number on you. Trust me. So when you start to look at all of that up and down, and you start to weigh out the risk versus the reward, I mean, for me, it is beyond obvious. The long-term damage alone, too, that it can cause all of these long-term problems on you, things that we've discussed that can, you know, get worse and worse and worse. There's just no good way to put it other than, in my view, is to simply not use it. You're going to get people that argue with me, and that's fine. Oh, my blood work came back fine, and all of this and that. And okay, go for it. You can do whatever you like. It's you know, I'm sitting on one side of the fence and some people will sit on the other. I've seen enough to know, and I've talked to enough doctors to know, and people that they don't, I've talked to people that have no reason to say otherwise, just like I don't gain anything from telling people to be careful or run lower doses or don't use this at all. What the hell do I gain? I don't gain anything except peace of mind, knowing that I'm helping people hopefully make a better and wiser decision for their overall health. So you always decide whatever you like to do. I'm just here to give a humble opinion, give you my thoughts, my experiences, and you kind of just take it from there and run with it however you feel need be. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.